What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to day 14 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is The Outcome of Faith. George Mueller wrote, "The only way to learn strong faith is to endure great trials. I have learned my faith by standing firm amid severe tests." Our text for today is 1 Peter 1, 6-9. "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Some thoughts on today's reading. Yesterday, we looked at 1 Peter 1, 3-5, where Scripture pointed us to our future inheritance in heaven. Today, we focus on verses 6-9, which direct us to our present joy amidst trials. While addressing Christians who are experiencing suffering, Peter encourages them to rejoice even as they endure various trials. See 1 Peter 1:6. He acknowledges their distress, emphasizing that this term signifies grief or pain. However, he also affirms that true joy can coexist with suffering for Christians who maintain the proper perspective. Peter himself had experienced this joy. After being beaten and instructed not to speak further in Jesus' name, he and the other apostles went on their way, rejoicing that they had been deemed worthy to suffer disgrace for his name. See Acts 5:41. That's joy found in the depths of hardship. In this passage, Peter explains how to attain this joy. Verse 7 explains that the purpose of trials is to refine our faith. Bruce Barton writes, "Peter described the genuineness of believers' faith as being more precious than gold, the most valuable and durable substance of the time. As gold is heated, impurities float to the top and can be skimmed off, leaving extremely valuable, pure gold. Yet gold is not eternal. Like everything else on earth, it too will eventually perish. Genuine faith, on the other hand, is indestructible for all eternity. However, it may take fire of trials, struggles, and persecutions to remove impurities and defects. God values a fire-tested, or stress-test, faith. All of us have faith that may be mixed with improper attitudes or sinful motivations. Sometimes even the good we do is for selfish reasons. In the crucible of life, God, our goldsmith, skims off our impurities. Through trials, God burns away our self-reliance and self-serving attitudes so that our genuineness reflects His glory and brings praise to Him." Verses 8 through 9 share the perspective from which we should approach trials, knowing the future rewards that await us when Jesus returns. Notice the threefold approach believers should have towards suffering. First, we look to the Savior with love. Notice the phrase, "Though you have not seen him, you love him," in verse 8a. Wayne Grudem observes that the verb love, agapeo, in the present tense indicates continual or regular activity. The Christians to whom he is writing have as their normal present experience a continuing love for Jesus Christ, even though they have never seen him. This implies a personal daily relationship with the Lord Jesus through prayer and worship, and no doubt also through reflection on the written words of Scripture through which he speaks. Second, we look to the Savior with faith. Observe Peter's words, "Though you do not now see him, you believe in him," in verse 8b. Robert Mounts explains this phrase as follows. "So even though his readers had not yet seen Christ in his triumphal return, they nevertheless continued to believe in him. In spite of grief in all kinds of trials," verse 6, "they remain steadfast in their commitment to the one whom they have as yet not seen except through the eyes of faith." Finally, we looked at the Savior with hope. Peter concludes by writing, "And rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls," in verses 8c through 9. It is because these believers love God and believe in Him that they have a joy-filled hope so incredible that language itself is inadequate to communicate their experience of knowing Christ. It is also filled with glory because it originates from the one to whom all glory belongs. Since the Savior uses trials to strengthen our faith, we too can find joy even in difficult times by focusing on Him and His salvation. A few questions to consider. What do tests and trials reveal about your faith? How do love and faith strengthen hope? How can the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls, give you a proper perspective when facing difficult circumstances? Thanks for joining us today.